Hey everyone, this is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. Thanks for your support, and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 13. All in Favor? Written by Megan Burnside. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Aaron Brewer and Norb Wessels. McKenna Thorne. Your life turned upside down, moving past the performance and finally seeing backstage. Little wonder that sleeping soundly isn't in your future.
Thomas, behind you!
Fushik! Oh! Good morning.
Oh, why? Martha.
Yeah. So sad. Her reflexes, not so much cat-like. Yet.
I was asleep. Isn't there any rest for the weary world's been turned upside downer?
Oh, isn't she cute? Little coming-of-age changeling.
So much angst and room for growth.
And my favorite part is yet to come. The makeover. Where she becomes the person who she's meant to be by taking off her glasses and putting on a power suit.
Tear.
It's too early for mockery. Coffee, must have.
Bitch, it's 1 in the afternoon. And if we don't have a little fun, the crushing despair of the truth will, well, crush us. Come on, your training awaits.
Some help, Alfie?
Nope, I'm fine. I have everything perfectly balanced.
Sure.
Ah! Alfie, what the hell?
I come bringing equal parts snacks and supplies for our detectiving.
Here, let me help.
Oh, okay. Take the donuts.
Okay.
Yeah, that box. Right. Okay. Yep. Be careful. Icing. Okay. Yeah.
Did icing just get on my carpet? Alfie, I'm going to kill you.
No, I think my shirt sleeve came to the rescue just in time.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I'm sorry.
I always thought this shirt would be more tasteful in chocolate.
Thomas, thank you. Anyway, I have donuts, candy, lots of caffeine and neon colors. More importantly, I have supplies.
You're lucky Thomas saved you this time.
Nissa, is this New Age? Huh. I would have expected punk rock or electronica or some I hate the world kind of music.
Well, I naturally hate the world, and that is a drag on one's psyche. I need to get my chill on to continue hating the world. Namaste out of my way, you know?
Right. So, where do we start? I'm still reeling. My sister has an evil twin and has teleported away from her fight with said evil twin. How can any of this make sense? Tell me that this is the world's longest nightmare. Am I going crazy?
Aha! This is precisely where we begin. Crazy.
You're already there.
No, not just crazy. Crazy bored, some may call it, but I don't like that term. There's nothing crazy about a giant wall-covering board that displays all your theories in perfect controlled chaos. Instead, I like to call it a yarn overlaying linked objects board. Or a YOLO board.
An evidence board? Really? That is so pedestrian, Alfie. I prefer algorithms. Fancy ones. Of the digital variety.
Okay, smarty pants. But we have to brainstorm on the YOLO. So, here's how. Paper. Markers. Nylon cord. Tacks. Be careful where you step. I may not have picked every one of them up off the floor. We put all of our known evidence up on the wall. We connect the evidence dots. Then, I guess you can drop it into your, rhythm.
Algorithm, moron. And don't even think about hurting my wall with all those tacks or markers. I would never forgive you and never get my deposit back.
Ah, yes. I know you, dear Nissa. This is why I brought a corkboard. So, all in favor? If you're all into uncovering what happened to McKenna, say aye.
Yes.
Close enough. So, I will be your DM for today. The rules of the game. 1. We want to identify anything or everything that could be a clue for what the hell is going on with McKenna. Quantity over quality, people. 2. There is no judgment on the ideas or people with the ideas. Nissa, I'm looking at you. 3. Every person and idea has equal weight. 4. Let's build off each other's ideas with ands, not ors. 5. Extra credit for creativity.
Okay, so I plan to ignore rules 2 and 3, and this is my place, so my rules go feet off the furniture, glasses on coasters, and no one else's sticky drinks or crumbs near my keyboard.
Alfie and Nissa, I think both of your rules are great. We've seen some unfathomable shit, pardon my French. How could any idea really be that bad?
Like the shrinking? Not so bad, right?
Well,
I miss Mac and her assistance with the tormenting of Alfie.
I miss her too.
We must be missing something. Did you ever see plane tickets lying around the Thorn House while you were canoodling?
Ron, seriously. Do you think she ran for the border or hopped on a flight? No, that would require too much effort. I bet she doesn't even have a passport. Maybe she's just lying low?
Do you think she's hiding with her friends or holed up in a secret room at her house? You don't think she got tipped off by someone, do you?
Who would tip her off? Are you trying to say something, Ronald? I want to find McKenna as much as you do.
Of course. I know you do. So, why don't you reach out to Thomas again? He's Mr. Perfect, right? See if he can give us a lead to find her for the good of McKenna and our jobs.
Wow, Ron, you're like a cross between an actual cop who cares and our boss.
And now, what every superheroine story needs, a training montage.
I am a superheroine? He was referring to me. Pick up a spar and staff.
You're going to teach me how to fight with a staff?
We don't have that kind of time. I'm going to teach you to survive. For now, just focus on not letting me hit you.
The montage is a series of fumbles and awkwardly timed moves from McKenna. Improvising with weapons is not her strength. Will this training really help to keep those pesky black beasts away, let alone take down the other, far superior McKenna? Oh, that one definitely hurt her. Well, at least her ego.
You know, I'm really beginning to appreciate the craftsmanship of the flooring.
Your fetch is not going to go easy on you, so neither am I. Back up.
McKenna, everyone has a hard time at first. The last changeling we brought here was all, bring it, and then, bam, knocked out cold. Shaylee's ruthless, but she'll get you there.
Oh, jeez. Sam is texting me.
Hey, Thomas. I'm worried. You left without saying anything. I still haven't heard back from you. How are you? Have you spoken with McKenna? Please give me a call. Or we could meet up.
That's right, Thomas. Keep Sam at arm's length 1 minute, and then in your arms another. Tease.
Alfie, isn't this the cord you brought to the dog trainer's house?
Why, yes. Reduce, reuse, recycle. We can all do our part, Nyssa.
But that's not even yarn. How can it be a YOLO board?
Close enough. And NOLO sounds so dismissive.
Focus, people, focus. So far, all we have is teleportation, disappearing, shrinking, but many pieces of paper and tacks to use. Maybe we think back to what else happened the night McKenna disappeared.
I say we start with, how the hell can there be two Macs? Twin sister? Thomas, do you have any evidence that Mac was a single instead of a double?
Yes, we have video evidence of the birth of a single McKenna.
Okay, yes. Long-lost twins happen in real life. Pushing past the news into tabloids and entertainment, we have doppelgangers, skinwalkers... Ooh! Robots! Maybe Fak was sent from the future!
I veto robot. The technology is not there. And from the future?
Rules 2 and 3, Nyssa.
Rules shut up, Alfie.
And the dogs. Those big black monsters, they're definitely not normal.
Yes. Many possibilities for the dogs. Monster or demon dogs. Robot dogs. Evil robot dogs.
So, do I fight the bar ghosts with a staff? If they're made of sticks and leaves, can a larger stick even hurt them?
You kill bar ghosts, how you can get killed with iron.
I can get killed with iron?
Only iron can kill a construct. So as a construct, only iron can kill you.
Don't call me a construct.
The monster dogs weren't bothered by Sam's bullets. Didn't even flinch. But they didn't like it when I hit the one with the fence post.
A fence post? Right. Dogs are terrified of picket fences.
Would one post just be a picket?
No. My fence post was metal. Wrought iron.
Hence the weird weapon choice. The fetch had a sickle. I'm assuming the metal was iron?
Scythe. A very dangerous iron scythe. See, a bullet to your chest or point blank at a bar guest? Nothing. You'll heal, the bar guest will shake it off. A piercing of iron, though. Even the smallest iron needle to your finger, and you'll burst into a puff of leaves.
Like the black dogs when you stab them. Hey, is that why the church bells hurt? I always hated those bells. I felt the dongs reverberating through my bones.
Dongs? This conversation took a turn.
Don't be dirty. I meant that I could feel each ring of the bell, as if I was vibrating myself.
It's too easy.
You're right. Iron church bells are uncommon, but they're out there. It was excruciating, and that was from street level. If we were too close, the vibrating iron would kill us.
Okay, team, we've wrapped on the night of. 20 points for everyone.
Aw, thanks.
-5 for Nyssa, breaking rules 2 and 3.
Wait, this is a game? How do I win?
You play by the rules and come up with some good ideas.
Okay, I see your good idea, and raise you a great one, worth at least 10 points. Shaylee.
Shaylee? What?
Yes, Shaylee. She came to Conley. I mean Conley, of all places. And we met her just after your parents' deaths. And she is way too cool to be hanging out with Mac and Alfie.
True.
And her job was always super vague. No concrete life details. Also, Mac actually liked her. Oh, and she wore her clothes inside out. I think that puts me in the lead.
Impressive skills, Nissa. Someone buffed their perception stat. Keep them coming. Nissa, what are you doing? I thought we were ideating.
I'm leveling up by taking your ideation and adding the bonus feat of hacking.
Nissa, you're bringing a tear to my eye. You have been listening to me all these years.
What you keep forgetting is that I hear and remember everything. A blessing and a curse. Also fodder for some really great blackmail.
Use your powers wisely, Nissa.
Hey, here's something else we don't know about Shaylee. Her last name. None of these social media profiles for Shaylee look like her. I can't dig up anything on her without a last name.
Okay, 2 points.
And the inside-out clothes?
Yes, so strange. Plus 5 points.
What? I suggested it first!
Minus 5 points to Nissa for poor gamesmanship.
Hey!
Again.
Gameswomanship.
Okay, I need a break. It's like 5 o'clock. Food and ice packs, please. No, make it a nice blanket. Every inch of me is sore.
Fine. You can take a few minutes to nosh. I'm heading out back to get some fresh air. Den, can you get her some food?
So, why are you here, Dane?
I'm getting you some food?
No, I mean, like, here in the broader sense. Training newbies and being on the edge of danger doesn't sound fun.
Fun? Fuck no. I don't do this for fun. I do this because it's the right thing to do. The Hidden People are monsters who steal babies and enslave them. That blood runs in my blood. Do you know how horrible that is? How horrible to know that I'm a descendant of... This is how I can take back my life. My legacy. I rise up to stand against them. I just wish that I had powers like you. To do more than be Shaylee's tech guy. To be... I don't know. Something.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make light of this. Of your role in standing up to the Hidden People. Without Shaylee and you to back her up, I'd, well, not be here. Not feel somewhat safe. Ugh, let's change the subject, okay?
Shit, yes. So, cheese sandwich? A pint?
God, you read my mind. To both. So, I have to ask. I don't want this to be judgy or anything, but why do you and Shaylee wear your clothes inside out?
Are you questioning my fashion sense?
No, I just thought Shaylee was eccentric, but 2 makes a pattern, right?
I think 2 makes a coincidence, but we are both wearing our clothes inside out for a reason. To make it harder for the Hidden People to find us.
That is so weird. Do they make a new changeling handbook? Because I need one.
It took me years and a few mentors to get it all down, so I get it. But there are a few things you need to know right away.
Suspense much?
Remember how we said the Hidden People are not the fairies we see in cartoons?
Yes, not Tinkerbell. Check.
The Hidden People do not view us as anything more than pawns in their game of life. They could kill any of us with a blink. And in the case of the most powerful Hidden People, that would be literal.
Okay, so how do I keep them from finding me?
That, my dear, is why we wear our clothes inside out. It's a subtle trick to disguise our touch of fairy essence, so they overlook us.
My clothes are on the outside out. Am I safe here? Now? I should change.
You should be fine here, but make it a habit now to style yourself differently. If you do get close to the Hidden People, though, they will notice you, regardless of your clothes.
And unhidden people will notice us when all of our shit is on inside out.
What did I miss?
Nothing other than you didn't tell me how to hide from the Hidden People. Geez, Shaylee, what kind of trainer are you?
Ah, the inside-out clothes. But did you teach her the second and more important rule, Dane?
McKenna, if you find yourself near the Hidden People, you don't face off. You get away from them as fast as you can. Polite as fuck, head down, eyes averted, and then you run.
You run. You evade, you hide.
Okay, I'm suitably scared now. How do I know who they are?
Well, Mac, you've already met one, and a powerful one at that. She came to visit you at work often.
Who? And how do you know? You never really came by soundscapes.
The woman who played the piano.
I thought she was just a customer. She never tried to attack me.
Her name is Liliana. She's the wife of the Magister, sort of a queen of the hidden people. She put my heart crossways the first time I saw her there.
Liliana? As in the Liliana?
Mm.
Fuck.
What the hell? I have a stalker? She's spying on me?
The hidden people don't care about their creations. They don't really care about their fetches either, not in a human way. But the fetches are like investments to them. They might choose their fetches for a reason, but we're just the byproduct of the exchange. No reason to spy on someone insignificant.
So why does she always visit a stupid music store? Was she just waiting to pounce?
Not sure, but it certainly wasn't to attack you. If she'd wanted to kill you, you'd be...
dead. You're a dead man, Alfie. Look at these crumbs. Look at them. And I see sticky fingerprints on my keyboard.
It wasn't me. I'm not eating tasty cakes.
Ha! Here comes another 5 points to Nyssa. You know it was really odd? That cake.
Cake? How can cake be anything but tasty?
Oh. You mean my birthday cake? From Dad's famous recipe? It was so good. Except when it wasn't.
I can count exactly 0 times that McKenna has baked anything outside of home ec. And what she baked then, you couldn't pay me to eat it again.
How could something be so good 1 second, then so bad the next, and then back to good?
Could it just be that it wasn't mixed properly? I did have a crazy stomachache later that night. I thought I might have just eaten too much, but...
So do you think she baked something special in the cake? Or some mind control voodoo?
I was thinking collective hallucination, or...
the power of suggestion?
All the hidden people are tricksters. As changelings, we have a little of our creator's power. Like you tricked your friends into thinking that shite cake you baked was good.
My cake was bad.
Never bake anything for me, please.
The hidden people are much stronger than that. Some can tell if you're lying, even if you think what you're saying is true. Some can read your emotional state. Some can even vanish from sight, right in front of you.
I did that too.
No, you didn't.
I did so. When the cops came to get me, they looked right through me.
You're mistaken.
You were on the phone with me when it happened.
I've never met a changeling who could vanish from sight. You must have a very powerful creator.
So all of this is magical trickery. How does trickery help you move so fast when we spar?
Doesn't. I trick your eyes into seeing slower.
Like an illusion? That's how you fit that huge gun in your pocket.
No. Illusions aren't real. I didn't trick you into thinking the gun was in my pocket. I tricked my pocket into thinking the gun would fit.
How do you trick a pocket?
Here, this butter knife.
That is a cheese slicing knife, thank you. I don't buy pre-sliced bullshit cheese.
Watch. This is how far it goes in normally. But a bit of manipulation...
I know I watched you fight 4 monster dogs, but somehow hiding a butter knife...
cheese knife?
...in your pocket is way cooler.
You try.
How?
Think about your pocket. Think about how small it is. Now, think about it growing deeper. Deep enough to hold the knife. Then just slide it in. Nope,
that didn't work, and now I'm down a pair of jeans.
Because I tried to trick an inanimate object.
The physical world has connections that are unseen by the human eye. But there is a permeability that changelings can manipulate with training. You need to start thinking past what you've known is true and into what could be. Have you ever experienced anything that felt like pure luck or impossible? Like rolling dice and getting a 6 10 times in a row?
That day you told me about the power of positive thinking, I hit every green light on my way home. You're saying I did that? With my mind?
Mayhap.
Take that, Alfie and Nyssa. I have superpowers.
Don't get cocky.
You can't even trick your pockets.
I can turn invisible.
Let's see you do it.
Let's see you do it.
I already did.
When I needed to.
Maybe you're just accessing your power instinctively when you need it most.
That gives me an idea.
This is so frustrating.
What?
We didn't solve the case. She solved it for us and then got away.
Oh, I'm a failure. Back to square one.
I know. It is kind of embarrassing.
Thanks for the pep talk, Ron.
Haven't you been keeping up with the news? Madison Kepler talks about our precinct like we're bumbling idiots. It's really getting under the chief's skin.
It can't be that bad.
In her last segment of Five on the Drive, she said that we were better at finding donuts than leads.
She did not.
Okay, no. But there were definite implications. When she shared that we lost our prime suspect, she was reporting from outside a donut shop.
How clever, Madison Kepler. We see you.
But you don't see McKenna, do you? You cannot see past your beau, Thomas. Oh, simple Sam. What is really going to keep you up at night is when you turn on Thomas. When you turn on Ron, and then, well, that's a story for another time. For now, eat a donut. Fulfill Madison Kepler's vision of the incompetent policewoman you are. Or start to connect the dots.
Hold up, you said we were going up to the third floor.
We did.
This is the roof.
But since there are only two floors below us...
Don't do roofs.
You climbed over three times as high at the water tower.
That was different.
Yeah, it was over three times as high.
Come on, I want to show you something.
I am not an idiot. Alfie has made me watch way too many Hero's Journey movies. You want me to jump off?
It's easy. I jumped from the water tower, no problem. That was...
Yeah, over three times as high. I had a ladder that time. I didn't jump.
I'm not going to make you jump, I promise.
So what then?
I'll show you how easy it is. And even if you hit full impact, you'd heal quickly. Ever wonder why you've never broken a bone in your life?
Dumb luck.
Come on, just walk to the edge with me. I won't make you jump if you don't want to. Picture landing safely in your mind. As you fall, ask the ground to not hit back.
I can't even look down at the ground.
I'm going. Watch me. See? It's easy.
Tell that to my pocket.
That didn't work because your instincts didn't kick in. You weren't in real danger.
Look, she said I didn't have to jump, so I'm not jumping.
Nope. You aren't jumping.
Oh!
Technically, they were right. Getting pushed is very different from jumping.
Holy shit.
Well, well, McKenna. Falling softly and quietly all that way? Maybe you aren't completely useless.
You did it!
I still hate you!
You have a lot of power, Mac. You just need to learn to access it.
And now, the moment of truth. Let's connect the dots.
Wow, Alfie. I didn't know you were a crazy board artist. Modern or postmodern?
Okay, I can see now that the nylon cord might not have been the right choice. But wait... Aha!
Aha what?
Yes, Alfie, you're killing me.
No, he's not going to kill you.
The wrought iron fence post connects to the ringing church bell, which might also be made of iron. The dogs hated the fence post, and Shaylee and McKenna swore that the bell hurt them. That has to mean something, right?
Leave the advanced analytics to me.
Wait, what?
If I add all these variables and apply them to my existing set of data that I have been feeding my machine to learn about connections across the web and news, I should be able to... Well, it's not what I expected. It's a little out there, but it connects all our pieces of evidence based on reference points and...
Nissa!
Okay! It's fairies, okay? Shit. This is ridiculous. What a waste.
What? All of this work to get to fairy tales?
Why didn't I see this earlier? It all makes sense.
How can this possibly make sense?
Nissa, did your algo awesome turn up the word changeling?
Yes.
I knew that my countless hours of consuming nerdy fantasy tales would pay off.
My algorithm is a thing of beauty, and my machine... She's so smart. How did we wind up with fairies? I'm dead. My life is a lie. I thought I was a hacker goddess, and now this. I turn up nonsense. Why, algorithm? Why?
No, it makes sense. Fairies aren't all sweet or silly tricksters like the cartoony stories my little jerk of a brother would read. Fairies of the old tales are cold-hearted and cruel. The changelings that I mentioned, well, the legend goes that fairies would come and replace babies with imposters so that they could torture and use the human babies for their own will. Now, the theory on my Irish folklore discussion board is that these stories were first created to explain postpartum depression. But what if they're real? I mean, we have a situation with two identical McKennas.
So you're saying that the thing wearing my sister's face is a changeling? I'm confused.
Actually, I'm saying that Fak is your real sister. Well, at least the one birthed by your mom.
No. No. You're saying that McKenna, my McKenna, is not real? That she was made by some evil fairies? That is absurd. Impossible.
But people just disappearing right from thin air is possible.
No, maybe we missed something. I like the collective hallucination idea that you had, Nissa.
Yes. Let me do some tweaking and search. Shit. Maybe the equal weighing of the ideas on the crazy board.
The YOLO board?
Maybe if I give more weight to... Ugh, no. Why, love? Why are you broken?
Your computer is not broken. She's brilliant.
So you're saying that the horrible monster who killed my parents and tried to kill me is my real sister? And that McKenna is a fake replacement?
I can't believe we spent the entire night on this.
This explanation actually connects so many pieces. Iron, trickery, identical twins, vanishing into thin air.
Alfie, no. No, this is not happening. This is not real. Look, I think I need to get out of here.
We'll figure this out. We'll find Mac.
Bye.
Way to go, Alfie.
What? Does your data analysis fail you often?
My data analysis is impeccable. But there is no way that McKenna is not McKenna.
We only know this McKenna. What do we know about the other McKenna? Nothing. I mean, other than she's a cold-blooded murderer.
Alfie.
Okay. Give me time to prove my theory. Fairy movie marathon tonight? Peter Pan? Labyrinth? Pan's Labyrinth?
I'm knackered, so one final lesson for the night. When you need to get out somewhere quickly, the easiest way is to step sideways.
Is that how we escape the fetch?
Exactly.
That seemed easy enough.
Would we call it easy?
Nope. Definitely not. Most changelings who try to step sideways just step sideways into the wall beside them.
Yes. Much practice, clear mind, perfect circles.
Well, I did just fall like a feather, so I think I can step sideways.
Such confidence, Mac. Be careful. Pride cometh before the faceplant.
Let's start small. First, you need to be prepared with a safe place to go that just so happens to also have a perfect circle.
Okay, how do I know where I can find circles?
First, start paying attention to the circles naturally occurring all around you. Look around this room. What circles do you see besides the platform we stepped into earlier?
The table?
Yes! You're a quick learner.
I knew my shapes at 2. I was a prodigy.
Okay, prodigy. Now come over to the platform. We're going to travel from the platform to the table. Watch me closely. I'm going to close my eyes, step sideways, and wheel myself to the other circle.
Damn, that's what it looks like?
It never gets old. So cool.
You're up, Mac.
Yep, stepping sideways. I'm stepping sideways. I am still in the same place.
Clear your head. Visualize yourself over here. Try again.
And over there. To there. Shit. It's not working.
It's harder than you think, young feather jumper. Practice.
That's enough for tonight. We can try again tomorrow. Maybe some inspiration will come to you in your dreams.
Is that a changeling thing?
Not really. Just a mind over matter thing.
You got a spark, Mac. But she's not ready.
I know. Her fetch is so powerful. And that fall will... It was pretty impressive. I think we need to know her maker.
I'm standing right here.
You know how dangerous that is.
She's not going to be ready in time. At some point... We need to go to Black Annis.
Hello? What the fuck is a Black Annis?
Wrong question, McKenna. Who is Black Annis? And you'll find out soon enough. Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers, Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.